I know Union Road has been so enriched by the Martin's ministry this week, and the bonus was having Brother Martin Sr. with us this week. He's just really added to the meeting, just being here. And amen. I know you've been blessed. Amen. We're going to turn the service right to the Martin family. Let's just keep our hearts open. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor. And my, what a blessing. I plan on going with Jesus all the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for his promise that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So I want to have the same commitment. Amen. That to him. Amen. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure to be able to be here. And my, what a, it just, Brother Hurst and I were talking this afternoon. It just seems like in some ways time just goes by so quickly. Amen. And we're just so thankful the Lord's allowed us to have these few days here. And it's been a blessing for us. And we do covet your prayers. We're be starting Sunday at Indian Reserve up in outside of Hagersville, Ontario. And so we're looking forward to that. Amen. A couple of different churches in that area on the Indian Reserves. And so we're looking forward. Pray God will pour out his spirit. I tell you yes, what, I believe that God desires to do that. Please. But it's a privilege to be here with Brother and Sister Hurst. Been just so wonderful. Amen. Oh, they're yes. hosting, amen, this revival, and all of you that have participated in the meals and the prayers and the fastings and whatever you've done, amen, to contribute to the what God's been doing. And I give God the glory, and we give him the praise. Amen. Like we were preaching last night about that, you know, once when we see God helping somebody, I'm the first one to realize it wasn't me, but I know where we got it from. Praise God. And I appreciate God's goodness. Amen. We give him glory. But it's been a special honor to have my dad here with us this Amen. Week. And just appreciate Daddy so much. Would you stand and testify, Daddy? Amen. Again. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to have Brother Setzer and Brother and Sister Setzer and Brother Butler. Amen. It's a pleasure. I was thinking, as I had the privilege of sitting here by Brother Butler, though I did not know him, my mind couldn't help but go back a few years ago, like 1978. We were traveling with the Overcomers Choir, and I don't remember a whole lot about being in Savannah except for that preacher up there on the platform would play a horn a while, and then he'd set it down and get a different one and play it a while and set it down and get a different one and set it down. I don't know how many played, probably quite a few. How many did he play? A lot of instruments. I knew he did. And I was thinking, I don't guess in all my life have I ever seen anybody do that except for him. That's the only one I remember ever doing that. And I don't know if it's worth anything, but give credit to your daddy for giving me the thought, man, when I do the similar thing, you know. So, amen. But it's a blessing, amen, to be able to be here. Amen. I just wish I could play him as good as he could. That's the big thing. But anyway, I appreciate the Lord and his goodness. And may God bless you. Good to see Brother Micah Perry. Amen. Neighboring pastor, yeah. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I don't mean to take so much time, but I, just have a lot to say. But thank you, and God bless all of you. Bless Amen. You Praise God. We're going to quote tonight from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's give him praise tonight. Hallelujah for the provision of the perpetuation of his church. Hallelujah. Oh, that his name will be honored and glorified. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the quickening of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, I'm thankful to be here. And this afternoon, I was thinking about what I'd say tonight. And I was thinking back to a verse in the Bible where it says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes.
Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And I was thinking about that, and I thought about how one of my friends in South Dakota, she started smoking when she was around 6 or something like that. And she went through life all, like, hopeless and stuff like that. And she came to an Indian reservation where we were holding a youth camp. And we prayed with her and everything. Yes. And at 13 years old, she gave her life to Christ. Yes. And she is now serving him and winning her family to him and being a witness in her whole town. Yes. And I'm so thankful that God can do mighty works through people who just have... gives him able ability to do their work, his work in their lives, and I'm thankful for that.
Praise God.
Not the same ever since the Savior found me. I am not the same since he turned my life around. My sins have been covered by his blood. Praise his name, I'm not the same.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. I'm a new creation, forgiven through and through. My past has been erased. Through Jesus, I am free. And by his saving grace, there's been a change in me.
Not the same ever since the Savior found me, I am not the same. Since he turned my life around, my sins have been covered by his blood. Praise his name, I'm not the same.
I will not be conformed to this world and its ways. He renews my spirit with mercy every day. He gives me peace of mind and life abundantly. I will not be turning back, I've tasted victory.
Not the same, ever since the Savior found me, I am not the same. Since he turned my life around, my sins have been covered by his blood. Praise his name, I'm not the same.
I will not be conformed to this world and its ways. Renews my spirit with mercy every day. He gives me peace of mind and life abundantly. I will not be turning back, I've tasted victory.
Not the same, ever since the Savior found me, I am not the same. Since he turned my life around, my sins have been covered by his blood. Praise his name, I'm not the same. Praise him, I'm not the same. Praise him, I'm not the same.
Hallelujah! Praise God for the transforming grace of our God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen. I'm glad that I'm not the same.
Amen.
And the song we're going to sing next is a song that says, finish well. You know, oftentimes in Christian circles, we put the emphasis on the beginning. And the beginning is so important, Brother Micah. We have to have that experience with God. Yes. But it's also important is the ending, how we end. And Johan, as this comes to the last night of this revival and we think of the end of this, I don't believe this is to be the end. No. But I believe this is just another stop along your journey. Because life is not just about these experiences, it's about a journey. And I believe God wants to take us somewhere like we have never seen before. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, the good old days were back there. But I believe that God has new things that he wants to do for us today. I know you have had wonderful things happen right here at Union Road in years past. They've told us some stories of revivals and things that have happened in the past. But I don't believe it's all about the past that's the best. I believe God has greater things ahead for you. I believe God wants to do great things right here. And I'm excited because the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author, the beginner, and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Talk about a great finishing. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he finished well. And I believe that all of us should have that same desire. Let this be a challenge to all of us to finish well. Worship with us.
Glory of of his name, finish strong. Until the Savior finally calls us home. Give everything we have, finish well. Savior finally calls us home. Give everything we have, finish well.
Hallelujah. There's no truth in saying we've seen our better days, for these are days to be courageous.
Faithful to the finish. Hallelujah. Lord, to be faithful by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, we worship your name tonight, Lord. We honor you and thank you and magnify you. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I appreciate God's faithfulness and his grace in our lives. And as I often, when I think about times like these, I think of the reality of the fact that we may be tonight at the end of a chapter, but we're not at the end of the book. Praise God. And God has another threshold, amen, for us to cross and to pass on, amen, and to new horizons, amen, and the pursuit of the things that God has for us. And I so appreciate each one of you here tonight, amen. And just, it's just been a wonderful time of experiencing the presence of the Lord. And for that, I'm just so grateful, so thankful. Praise God. If you'll be turning with me tonight in your Bibles, glory to God, glory to God. We're looking tonight at the book in the Gospel of John. Praise the Lord. The Gospel of John, chapter number 16. And I want to say how much I just appreciate
each one of you for your faithfulness, and let me encourage you. Amen. You've just been so gracious and hospitable, and I'll tell you right now, I know y'all are some wonderful folks, and you probably do this all the time, all through the years and so forth, but you know what? The hearse like to eat your cooking. Amen. And so you've blessed them and us by preparing and doing things, and that's been good, but you know, just a little bug in your ear, so to speak. You know, it'd be all right to do that, you know, every once in a while as the Lord leads you. Even when we're not around. Like I said, I know you do that, but, you know, sometimes pastors are sometimes in a position where they can't always say things because people will think that they're just trying to, you know, do it for themselves. You know, and so is it all right if I just encourage you? Amen. The little extra things, you know, they like chocolate chip cookies and that kind of stuff. You know, they like that kind of stuff. But whatever, amen. But I know y'all are some wonderful folks, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised that y'all don't do it regularly and you know, not just a few. But anyway, amen, I'll get off of that. Amen, that's, we'll get everybody hungry right here, won't we? Amen. Well, that's, I hope you're hungry, but not necessarily for the power of suggestion. What the just the words chocolate chip cookies does to some people, I'll tell you. Amen. Well, I tell you what, God has something a lot more significant and a lot more beneficial and helpful for us tonight. And I thank Him for the table that He spread for our souls tonight in His Word. Praise God. John chapter 16, amen. Jesus said in verse number 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while and you shall not see me. And again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Praise God. Amen. The scripture says very clearly that if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. Praise God. Oh, I tell you what, I appreciate the promise of God and God's desire to reveal Himself to us and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we love You tonight, and I thank You for each one that's here gathered together tonight. I thank You, Lord, for the individuals. I thank You for the body of Christ, Lord, that's made up of individual members that are each one significant and valuable and precious and needful, Lord, to the overall functioning of the body of Christ. And Lord, I thank You for each one that has participated. I thank You for what You've already done. And Lord, I just feel so compelled in my spirit, Lord, to focus on this night tonight. Hallelujah to God. And the provisions that You've made for the perpetuating of Your church and for the building up of the kingdom. kingdom of God. Lord, I praise you, Lord, for a pastor that loves you and serves you and preaches the truth. Thank you, Lord, for a church that unites together in one mind and one accord and is sensitive to the leadership and the moving of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, but you know those that are among us even here tonight, Lord, that may not understand fully and may not have experienced, Lord, the fullness of what you have available. And I'm asking you, Lord, to prepare our hearts. Lord, every one of us, let us be in one mind and one accord. Hallelujah. To yield ourselves so fully and completely to you that your name will be glorified. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus said, it is expedient. According to Webster, that expedient means that which serves to promote or advance. Praise God. It is for your promotion and not in the selfish sense and not in the fleshly sense, but it elevates you. It is an experience to advance the kingdom of God. Jesus was speaking with his disciples that had drawn great comfort, amen, from their physical association with Christ for those years that they were with him. They were, if they had a question, if they were faced with a perplexity, if they were faced with a situation that they were not able to deal with and get victory in, amen, it was just such a comfort to them to be able to say, we'll just have to take him to Jesus. And they did that. Amen. Specifically when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration and the father with the lunatic child was down in the valley. Amen. The disciples could not bring deliverance for that one. And so they, when Jesus came down, they brought him to Jesus. My friend, I want to remind you tonight, amen, that God knows how needful it is for us. I want to just remind you tonight, for some of you, this may be something so, as my dad always said, and I love it, cornbread and beans. Anybody like cornbread and beans? Oh, man, I tell you. Praise God. Any Southerners like cornbread and beans? A lot of them do. Okay, I guess I found one of them that didn't, maybe. But amen. But that's all right. Amen. There is something about, amen, the truths of God's word. Amen. The doctrines of the promises of God. Let me remind you of the promise of this Holy Ghost baptism. It was something that was desired by Moses. Back in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, amen. Numbers chapter number 11, begin at verse number 24. Bible says, and Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad and the name of the other Medad. And the spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Praise God. Amen. There was something, amen, God chose that he would distribute the spirit that was upon Moses and he would distribute it among. And this is significant because God knew that in order for these men to fulfill the role of leadership and responsibility in helping people understand the statutes and the ways of God, they needed a special anointing. They needed something different than just their human prowess, just their human ingenuity, just their skills and their mental abilities. They needed an anointing. They needed the Spirit of the living God to rest upon them. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you what, and when Moses... Amen. When people came saying, Lord, there's some out here doing it and they're not with our little group here. Amen. So you need to stop them. You need to shut them down. Amen. Moses expressed the sentiment that God had put in his heart. Amen. He said, oh, I would that all of God's people had such an experience and a relationship with the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't happening. Amen. There in that day, but it was a foreshadowing. It was a hint, amen, that was the desire of God, that there would come a time when his Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was declared and prophesied by the prophet Joel. Amen. We quoted tonight in the book of Acts. Amen. There where that scripture was taken from. Amen. But Joel chapter number 2 and verses 28 and 29. Joel prophesied, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my Spirit. Oh, my friend, amen. Can you see the heart of God? It's not just for the select few. It's not just for the preacher behind the pulpit. It's not just for the teacher, amen, that has a position, amen, but for the children. I'm talking about an experience that's available. Hallelujah to God. There is a heart that God, the promise of God, amen, is that I want to make this available to everybody. I wanted to make it something that everyone can experience. All flesh. It was declared by John the Baptist. Amen. In the scriptures, in Matthew chapter number 3. Amen. Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 11. Where John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. An experience that was distinct. Amen. From that experience of salvation, of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We find in the scriptures, amen, repeatedly in the book of Acts, amen, there was a distinction made, amen, whereby those that had believed and had been baptized, amen, they had experienced regeneration. They had been born again. They knew what it was to have their sins forgiven. Amen. But the apostle comes, amen, and says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Praise God. There is an experience with God. There is a promise of the Holy Ghost baptism available for us. You say, well, what did Jesus have to say about it? He says in Luke chapter number 24 and verse 49, amen, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. So the promise of the Holy Spirit baptism, amen, was indeed desired by Moses. It was declared and prophesied by Joel. Amen. It was spoken by John the Baptist. And Jesus himself said, amen, that there is a promise that is awaiting you. There is something available for you. Hallelujah. And tarry and expect and to be filled. But I want you to consider with me as well tonight the purpose of this Holy Spirit baptism. What is God's purpose in it? What is he wanting to do? Amen. We read to you tonight there from the book of John chapter 16. Amen. Where Jesus speaks there. And he says that this is expedient for us. Because if he goes not away, the Comforter will not come unto us. But he said, if I depart, I will send him unto you. It's interesting. Amen. This word, paraclete. Amen. It's used, amen, other times in the scriptures. But very specific. Amen. There are, let me just put it to you this way. There are two paracletes. An advocate. The comforter, as it's translated here, comforter. The scripture also says in 1 John chapter 2, and listen to me just a minute before you get all confused here. Amen. 1 John chapter 2 says, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. But if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. In other words, there is a representative at the right hand of God tonight, interceding for you and for me. It's Jesus Christ is our representative at the throne of God, interceding for us, assuring us, amen, that no matter what struggle you face in life, no matter how low you feel like you're down, you've got somebody on your side, praise God, in a place that matters. Somebody's there representing you, hallelujah, at the throne of God, hallelujah. You're graven upon his hands, praise God. Woo. That's the word advocate, is the same word that is translated here, comforter. And so there is a comforter, there is an advocate in the presence of God on our behalf. But Jesus said, when I go away, I'm going to send another comforter, one just like myself. Praise God, down that's going to abide with you. In other words, now we have an advocate. We have someone, our representative in the sense, amen, he's pleading our case in the presence of God. But the Holy Spirit is God's representative down pleading God's case within our hearts. Hallelujah. He's the comforter that comes to abide with us forever. Praise God. He said he's with you and he shall be in you. Praise God. And this is the promise of God. Amen. To convince the world. Amen. To reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. My brother and sister, today, amen, God intends, amen, to get his work done in his church and then in this community, amen, in our world, through people that are in sync. Amen. They are in unity. They are in a place of experience with the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit uses your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. God prepared Jesus a body, amen, in which to dwell but when it comes to the Spirit, amen, that needs a body, he has chosen our human bodies. He has chosen, amen, to place this treasure in earthen vessels. Praise God. He's chosen, amen, that we are not our own. We've been bought with a price. Amen. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the dwelling place. We are the means whereby God interacts, amen, with this world today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, amen, that's why, amen, Satan hates, amen, there's a lot we get into here, but Satan hates the physical body. Number one, because it was created by God. He hates anything God has anything to do with. It was not the product of evolution. Amen, it's the special creation of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But he also hates your human body because it is the means whereby God interacts, amen, with the world around you, and God chooses to dwell inside of you, amen, and flow through you and act through you and speak through you and be sensitive, amen, and see, amen, the harvest around you, amen. God wants to activate, amen, your spirit, amen, and your physical body with so much of his presence that it makes the difference in our life. Hallelujah. He said, and he's going to guide you into all truth. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, how desperately in these last days we need a full experience of the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. When the disciples talking to Jesus ask him, Lord, what's the sign of the end time and the end of the world? And they I don't know what all they were expecting. And Jesus did give them some specific things to anticipate. But the first thing he said is take heed lest any man deceive you. Amen. Watch out for deception. My brothers and sisters, my heart bleeds. Amen. When I think of what's going on under the name even of Christianity today. And I see how subtle and how sly the adversary has perverted and mixed, amen, the lie with the truth, amen, in such a way that you can't, amen, it's just regrettable. But God wants there to be a people that are so in tune with the moving of the Spirit of God that He'll guide us into all truth. He will lead us with His hand. Glory. Oh, we need His guidance into all truth. Furthermore, He will glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. He will glorify. I want to tell you what, if your experience, amen, let me put it this way. I heard a fellow say, I think maybe my dad was telling me about it, about a preacher that he heard one time, amen, and just the phrase that he used has just really blessed my heart. But he was talking about the moving of the Spirit of God and so forth. And he said, wherever the Lamb is exalted, the dove will come. Woo. Wherever the Lamb of God is exalted, where we glorify Jesus, where we lift Him up, amen, the Holy Spirit is sure to show up. Praise God. That's what He thrives. That's what His goal is to take the things of Christ and to show them to us. And I'm not talking about window shopping. I'm not talking about wish lists and wish books. Praise God. I remember when I was a little boy, amen, around the house, we would have, you know, come around, I don't know what time it was, September or October, you know, Montgomery Wards would send those huge catalogs out and the wish book, I think is what it said on the front of it, wasn't it? Amen. I think it was. Wish book. Amen. And all we'd thumb through that and we'd think, man, that yeah, I'd like to have one of those. We'd turn the page and we'd find something else we'd like to have. And we knew there wasn't much chance of getting much of any of it, you know. But that's all right. Amen. I'll tell you what. I had, amen, lots more. But I'm going to tell you something. That's the way people think. The Holy Ghost just shows us things, window shopping, and saying, look here, this is available. Amen. This is here, but you can't have it. That's not the way the Holy Ghost does the things of Christ. Amen. Instead, it's like Him presenting an executed will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And said this, hallelujah, the testator has already died. Glory to God. Jesus died to make it and put this in effect. Amen. This is what belongs to you. This is yours. Praise God. I want to tell you tonight, amen, there's too many of us that the reason we're sad and moping around is because we're not allowing the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to see how wonderful the things God has prepared for those that love Him. I know we say the scripture, amen, that eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God God hath prepared for them that love Him. And most of the times we think that's talking about heaven. And it certainly does apply. But that's not what the scripture says. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. God wants you to know that you can have a peace that passes all understanding. God wants you to know that you can have a joy in the Holy Ghost, irrespective of your situation and circumstances. God wants you to know, brother and sister, we need, I'm telling you, hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, there's a lot of us that hide behind, amen, the label and the title maybe we put on ourselves, or we've had an experience in the Holy Ghost and say, I remember when back, you know, however long back it was. And I'm not minimizing the reality of that experience, but I'm saying, what are you living in tonight? What are you living in? What are you experiencing? What is God doing in your life tonight? Hallelujah. It gives power to be witnesses. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. My friend, I want to tell you, God desires and God needs. Listen, we want to experience, amen, all that God has for us. And understand what I'm saying. But God needs us full of the Holy Ghost more than we want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. God needs, if we understood how God needs, amen, his people so charged and energized and empowered and enabled by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, in order to perpetuate the ministry of Christ in 2014. God intends that the power of the Holy, I'm telling you, this is what Jesus depended upon. This is the experience. Hallelujah. Why did he say there in Luke chapter 4 that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me? Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me to deliver the captives. He's anointed me. There was no boasting in personally himself, but he counted upon the power and the enablement of the Holy Ghost, just like you and I can. Brothers and sisters, let us not limit what God could do. Oh, hallelujah. We've got to hasten on. So what's the preparation for this experience of baptism in the Holy Spirit? Let me just remind you very simply, you have to be saved. Hallelujah. You know, in the scriptures where it talked about the cleansing of the leper, and it talked about the sacrifices that were made and so forth and the way it was transpired, but they talked about how that there would be an offering made and blood would be shed, and they would take the blood and they would put the blood on the right ear of the leper, upon the right thumb, and upon the great toe of the right foot. They'd put blood. Thank God for the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. But then they would take, the priest would take his hand full of oil, and he'd dip his finger in the oil, and he'd put the oil on top of the blood that was already put upon the ear and the thumb and the great toe of the right foot. Amen. But then that portion of the remainder, hallelujah, he'd take and pour it over his head. Glory to God. Oh, I want to tell you tonight, amen, the blood, the oil is only fit to be put where the blood's already been applied. Where the blood has been applied, your sins are washed and you're clean. Well, bring your empty earthen vessels clean through Jesus' precious blood. Come ye needy, one and all, and in human consecration, wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. Be expecting. Glory to God. Be expecting. I said that we need to be saved, but be expecting. Boy, first church I pastored in Conway, Arkansas, there was an older gentleman there that always sat on the second row over on this side. His name was Ike Small. He told me about his experience. Boy, he was one of the happiest, most jovial little guys. He was probably about that tall. He lived up to his name, you know, small. But he was a spiritual man. He was a man of prayer. He probably, when we knew him, he was probably in his 80s, do you think, sweetheart? Amen, in his 80s, something like that. But you talk about a godly man. He told me, he said, Brother Martin, he said, I remember, amen, he said, I got so hungry. He said, I knew that my sins were forgiven. But he said, back in those days out here in the country, he said, some preachers came through preaching, amen, that there God had more for us. Amen, it's wonderful to be saved, but believe God for more. God's got something else. God's got a blessing for waiting for you. Amen. He said, I wanted it. I needed it. He said, I was too hungry for it. And he said, I was plowing behind teams of mules every day in the hot sun. And he said, I purposed in my heart, I'm not going to eat a bite or drink a drop of water until God fills me with the Holy Ghost. He said, we were having revival. And he said, I'd go out, get up early in the morning, harness up my mules, and I'd head to the fields, and I'd plow all day long without a bite to eat, without a drop of water. He said, we'd come to church that night. And he said, I'd be hungry for God. I wanted God's presence in my life. Amen. And I'm not talking about that you have to deserve this, but I'm just telling you his testimony, okay? He said the second day went through the same way. He said the third day, he said, I hadn't touched a bite of food or tasted a drop of water. Amen. And I'd been plowing out in the hot sun all day long. But he said, I tell you what, he said that third night, he said, when I put my foot up on the step and put my hand on the handle of the old church building, he said, God shook me with the power of the Holy Ghost. And he said, I ran inside and I said, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, even as your fathers did. Amen. He said, I didn't know that was in the Bible. I'd never read that in the Bible. But he said, that's what God put in my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And here he was, amen, quoting Stephen, amen, in his prayer. But I'll tell you this, I told you that to tell you this. He had something that he would encourage people to do when they'd be coming and seeking God. He said, I'll tell you what you need to do. He said, you need to throw up those lightning rods. He said, throw up your lightning rods. Then when the power of the Holy Ghost is a-moving, amen, it'll strike you. Amen. Not in a bad sense. I'm just saying, he said, be expecting. Be reaching for it. Be open and available. My brothers and sisters, I know there's some things that you may not understand. There may be people here tonight that it may be different for you, amen, to hear preaching like this. But I just want to remind you, amen, there is nothing like it in all of the world to experience the reality of the presence of God in your life. It was misunderstood by some. On the day of Pentecost, they thought they were drunk. They thought, well, they're acting crazy. I won't tell you what, it'll never make you do the things that being drunk with wine will do. That's why he said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Instead of making you lust after somebody else, amen, it'll make you hunger for God. Amen. And to be faithful to your companion. Praise God. Amen. Instead of making you, amen, loosen your morals, it'll make you want to tighten up, amen, your convictions. Praise God. There is something about, amen, the experience of God's grace in your life. Be asking. He said he gives the Holy Ghost to those that ask him. We preached about that a little bit last night, didn't we? Amen. Hallelujah. If a son asks, amen, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him? Those that ask him. Amen. Just in simple faith, saying, Lord, amen, fill me. Amen. Take control of me. Amen. This is so significant. Be obedient. He gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. Praise God. And there's all scriptures that we could read here. And then be yielded. Yield yourself unto the Lord. Be available for him to work in you and through you. I'll tell you what, I'll never forget. Amen. I believe it was Brother Terry Johnson preached one time and just brought out this truth that has stuck with me. You know what is the most unruly member of our body? According to the Word of God, we know what it is, don't we? Our tongue. It's the most difficult to tame. Amen. And so, it's very likely that could be one reason why God selected that to be the means whereby he would identify that a life has been so completely yielded to him, so completely surrendered to him, amen, even to the point, amen, that we allow him to flow through us in a language that we did not learn, amen, we did not study. It's not that we are capable in ourselves, but I want to tell you, just like in the day of Pentecost, hallelujah to God, there the scripture says they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to tell you, there is a genuine experience of waiting upon God and allowing God to do. One of my friends that pastors a an Indian church down in right outside of Livingston, Texas, with the David Busby, Alabama Coushatta tribe there. And I was talking to him yesterday on the telephone, and he was telling me with a grieved heart, report of someone I think in their area, the way that the youth pastor was telling, it's just so repulsive, it's not even worth repeating here. What are you saying? If you'll do this, God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. And I mean, it was so completely off the wall. And I'm just saying it was vulgar. I'm telling you something, my friend. And what's sad, because we've been in places, especially on Indian reservations, in different places where people have come through and told them, and tried to teach them how to say say syllables and stuff, and then they say, well, I guess I've received the Spirit because I did what they said, and it makes no difference in their lives. They have no witness of the Spirit in their hearts. And I think, oh God, it's like a vaccine. Amen. They've been vaccinated, they've been inoculated against the real thing. Amen. Then when the real thing is offered to them, they say, well, I guess I've already got it. Amen. So I'm not interested in what you've got. I want to tell you, there is a genuine experience that's available to those. The old time power, I still believe. Amen. I know the emphasis on tarrying, it's not because it's not available and we have to wait 10 days before God pours it out. That's not the purpose. But the purpose is getting our own heart and our own spirit in a condition. Hallelujah. I'll never forget, amen, the experience that God gave me. Amen. It's just a young boy. Praise God. And my daddy's here to say whether or not I'm telling it right. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I'll never forget that experience. It's just a young teenage boy. I think I was 12 or 13. I don't know the exact age. But I was so hungry for God. I'm thankful, amen, that I was raised in a church where I was encouraged to believe God for everything God had for me. Amen. They preached salvation through the blood of Jesus. Amen. They taught us the way of faith. Amen. They taught us to live a sanctified and holy and separated life. And how thankful I am for that. Amen. But they also taught us, amen, according to the word of God, that God wanted us to be filled with His Spirit. Amen. To be vessels that He could use and work through. Amen. But I remember, amen, missionary Jim Anderson was preaching, amen, the holiday revival at Christmas time. They always had a revival there between, I don't know, a couple of weeks or whatever, at least, right around Christmas time every year and the New Year's. And I remember so hungry for God, but I remember the night, amen, that God so filled me with the power of the Holy Ghost. I remember, amen, I was so just transported. Amen. I was conscious of some things that were going on around me, but I was in a new world. Praise God. Amen. I remember my daddy scooping me up. Amen. And carrying me out and laying me in the back of the station wagon. Amen. And carrying me home. Amen. We got home in the driveway. Amen. I remember my daddy picking me up again. It's not that I was too small to walk. There was just something that I didn't know, and I'll never forget. Amen. As he was carrying me toward, amen, upstairs in my bedroom, amen, that I shared with my three older brothers, he stopped by the corner of the cabinet there in the kitchen, reached up under the upper cabinet and got a hold of the telephone. I saw him dialing. Yeah, that's the way we did it back then. Dialing Mamaw's number. Hallelujah. Now, I remember him saying, he's talking to his mother. He said, Mom, he said, I thought you might like to hear some of this. Praise God. Woo! I didn't care what she heard. Glory to God. Because I was enjoying the presence of the Lord. And there was something happening in my soul. Glory to God. But an amazing thing happened. The next night we went to church again. Amen. And you know what that preacher said? Amen. He got through preaching. I don't know what he preached. But the next, when it's time for the altar service, he said, I want to encourage everybody. Amen. Because there were several that got the Holy Ghost the night before. He said, I want to encourage everybody that got the Holy Ghost last
last night. You come back and you start worshiping God just like you did last night. You start praising the Lord. You start loving Jesus. Hallelujah. You start thinking about the blood that he shed for you. Hallelujah to God. And let him do it all over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you tonight, God wants to do it all over again for you. God wants to anoint you. God wants to empower you. God wants to use you for the glory of God. Would you stand with me tonight?
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. He will fill your soul, your heart tonight to overflowing as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. Would you say, Lord, hallelujah, if you're here tonight and what I'm saying to you seems so strange and odd, and maybe you say, well, I don't even know. What about all this? My simple encouragement to you, first of all, is to come to know and love this Lord Jesus Christ that we're talking about. Hallelujah. That died on the cross for your sins. That rose again on the third day. And as the scripture says, that he that believeth, amen, with the heart, confession is made into salvation. With the mouth, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. As you acknowledge that Jesus died, amen, and rose again. Not just the historical fact of that, but the spiritual experience of that in your own life. That you are willing to die to your sin, die to your self-interest, die to your personal ambition, amen, and self-love, amen, and die to that. And say, Lord, give me that new life. Make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Make me a new creation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Make me, as the scripture talks about it, and says we be born again by the Spirit of God. Thank God. But if you've experienced that born again experience tonight, amen, there's available for you tonight an experience in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some of you, if you've not been seeking the Lord like you ought to, amen, say, God, forgive me for being slack. Lord, help me to press in. Help me to desire. Help me to hunger and to thirst. Praise God. Let me expect. Let there be, as Brother Small would say, let me throw up my lightning rods of praise. Let me worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord, tonight. God, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Are you hungry for the Lord to have his way? Not just for you to say, I've got to have this experience, but to say, Lord, I offer to you my life for you to so flow in me and through me, to enable me, to empower me, to use me in whatever capacity you desire for the glory of God. How else could it be that these unlearned men, amen, are able to turn the world upside down? Praise God. How could it be that one that before were timid and fearful, amen, stand up boldly and proclaim the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. No other explanation but the reality that the promise is unto you. It belongs to you tonight. Would you join around these altars tonight to worshiping the Lord, magnifying his name, hungering and thirsting for him, yearning to know him in his fullness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Worship your name tonight. Hallelujah. Heal us, Lord. Hallelujah.
I am thine, O Lord. Lord, to do with as you will. Heal me, Jesus, right now. Please heal me, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Heal me.
Right, be expecting, be anticipating, be yielding ourselves. Lord, here am I. Take control of me. Take control of me, Lord. Anything in my life that would hinder, Lord, the full flowing and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Lord, anything that needs to be reconciled. Lord, we pray tonight. Heal us.
Please.
reaching up to you. I know your arm is not too short, but you can reach me too. So as I pray, I'm gonna press my way into your kingdom true. Jesus' precious blood, come ye near.